Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Brother Sam. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Pastor, how are you doing?
We are doing very well.
Lovely, lovely. Great to hear that. Well, we are, continuing with our subject and, you know, having had examples of hospitality in the Bible and perhaps even going back a few decades, a generation or two ago, one may argue that we live in a different day and age where it may not be very, very practical. Now, we also live in a generation, in a different world, Pastor, from the one in the Bible times. The economy aside, it is not... is it not rather dangerous to be so open and welcoming to strangers in this day and age? I mean, people have been robbed at gunpoint in churches. In the middle of a service, gunmen would come in and collect cell phones in a church. How can we be discerning in who we welcome into our homes and spaces in such perilous times?
Thank you very much, Brother Sam, and our listeners. I agree with you that for sure we live in a different age and day in terms of security and in terms of how we can practice our hospitality. Even here in Zambia, we have got a lot of stories. I was shocked one time I went to this church. I found this young man, it was a rural setup, a young man with a wife and children. He had claimed he was looking for land. So one of our deacons hosted him. He had a good time there. And a few weeks later, I was just told that after this person got used, the family got used, this is a church member looking for a place. When these people left for the city, he just gathered everything in the house and went away. Another elder was visited by this young man who said, no, I'm a son to your boss. And he believed his story, he gave him where to sleep. And even after giving him where to sleep, in the morning he woke up, the young man was there. He was not there. The TV was gone. The radios and everything around were gone. He had stolen everything. So for sure, how we practice hospitality now should be different. We need to pray for the spirit of discernment. I think about people like Nehemiah, where these people came and said, no, please, can we go and meet in that building? And the Bible says he discerned that these people actually did not have good intentions. And he says, no, I can't go there. They give a good motive that, no, we just want to meet there. But internally, they had already arranged that when we get into there, this is what we are going to do. But through the spirit of discernment, we see Nehemiah and the friend saved. So even us, we need the spirit of discernment more than it was in those days because of how complex society has become. I know there are days in the rural setup or in the villages where we never even used to have doors to the house. You just leave, people go for the camp meeting, they come, they'll find all the chickens and goats and everything around. But today, when you try to do that, you say, oh, this is a visitor, this is a stranger, he's tired, we do this, we help him in this and that way. The following day, you find you have lost a lot of things. So for sure, we need the spirit of discernment today. We have watched those, I think that was in South Africa 1 year, was it a year or two ago? When we watched that clip where people just storm in the church, get everything with the guns and everything. So we need the spirit of discernment to know who is coming. Whom are we welcoming in our home? Are we welcoming someone who can rob us or someone who can turn out to be anything? So above all things, we need the spirit of discernment. And that spirit of discernment only comes from God. He's the one who opens our spiritual eyes that no, this person, yes, appears to be this, but this could be a criminal.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. You know, can someone be too hospitable, you know, overextending oneself to accommodate others' needs? Is there a right time to actually be saying, you know what, actually, let me just be selfish and look at what I need and my family and my children?
In the first place, there's no one for sure who can testify that I became poor because of helping others. Actually, the Bible says to the contrary. The more we give, the more God will give us. I remember there's one verse in Proverbs 11, verse 25, where it says there's someone who gives more, who gives liberally, And when this person gives liberally, he has got more. But someone who withholds, say, no, this is just for my family. This is for this. You find you lose it. So actually, as we help, God will also replenish. Remember, as we are helping, like the Bible says some have entertained strangers. You are actually witnessing that help that you give to others. I remember at one of our meetings when someone was, this pastor was being fair, so the pastor came with the wife. And then one member came and says, I went to the pastor's home. I didn't find the pastor. I was taking some treasured papers, but I found the shepherdess, the wife. And on that day, I was hungry more than anything else. And then the pastor's wife brought some water, brought some fresh maize, gave me some food. And my whole day was just made. So we can give. We know that as we are giving, God will replenish our resources. The only thing that we said even the other time, the Sabbath commandments talks about visitors. That visitors are always supposed to be. So when you go to the on the Sabbath, visitors are also supposed to rest. So God expects a visitor at your home every day, including people who will stay even for a week. That means even the Sabbath will find them at your place. And as you tell them that today we don't work, that is very intentional. And that means they also learn a lesson. Why don't you work today? They will become curious. And then that becomes a witnessing tool. So we can never become poor because of doing what God has taught us to do. No.
Interesting. Now, let's go to the story of Lot. In that case, when he welcomed guests into his home, Lot, that is, the whole city descended on his house to violate his guests, if you remember. And Lot offered his own daughters in place of his guests. Is that a case of hospitality gone wrong? I mean, can we put our own children or family in danger or out of place for the sake of our strangers? Is that what God expects of us?
No, what is clear actually in the context of that story, those people were not even interested in women. And even Lot himself knew. There were a lot of women around Sodom and Gomorrah. We know it for all those bad things that one can talk about. But he knew that even if he were to offer those girls or so, those people were not interested in that. But in other words, what can we say? He was protecting these people, these guests, meaning he was saying he can go to any length in terms of protecting these visitors, but not necessarily that he would sacrifice these girls to be defiled or this. He knew that these people were already resolved, that the girls to them, they just want men. And in this case, they wanted angels. Lot was not even aware that these angels, even these people outside, were not aware that these angels. And in any case, God could have intervened. And he did. God could have intervened. You can make a mistake as a human being, but God ultimately intervenes. We have got a lot of stories where someone wants to go the other way, and then God says, no, you can't do in this way. I remember Nathan and David. David said, no, this is what I want to do. And Nathan said, no, go ahead. But he just goes to sleep. God tells him, no, go and tell the king. This is not what he's supposed to do. But the prophet had okayed. No, you can go ahead and do that. So even if Lot practically could have done that, God could have intervened. The same way he made those people to be blind. We know that God, those girls could not have been raped because Lot had good intentions for those visitors, the angels himself. After all, they could have protected, and they did for sure.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, before I let you go, your word to our listeners out there, being hospitable, be extending yourself to guests in this day and age?
We need to be very sensitive. We need to pray for the spirit of discernment, because there are a lot of people who come to us. We would say, maybe this person is a con man. They will sweet talk us. No, I'm coming from very far. And because I'm coming from very far, I need a place where I can rest. You remember in the Bible, there was that, there are those people, the people from Gibeon who cheated Joshua. They cheated Joshua. They said, no, we are coming from a very far place. And because we are coming from a very far place, you can even see our attire and everything. But the Bible says that Joshua did not consult God. They quickly went into an agreement with those people. They did not consult God. So how do we consult God? We consult God for, by praying for the spirit of discernment. And when we pray for the spirit of discernment, God is going to give us that spirit. And we will know that, no, this person, yes, I can welcome visitors, but not this one.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. I think that's quite insightful and very, very helpful in these perilous times. I think we need to pray for discernment, as you say, and ask God to actually discern and show us the way. I don't think it's easy these days. And I don't think, Pastor, you are saying it's easy also. But
it's not.
It's definitely not easy, but you are saying we can still make it happen in spite of the circumstances, eh?
Exactly.
Lovely. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure, Brother Sam, and our listeners. You are most welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.